When Jesus tells his disciples that they will all fall away, his disciples can't understand what he's talking about, and they are thrown into sadness and confusion. Why is it that Jesus has been saying these negative and frankly shocking things all night? Well, as usual, it's Peter who speaks up.
Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same.
Peter is so sure of himself, isn't he? That's because he thinks he understands God and God's plans. Surely God's view of things has to be the same as his. But it isn't. Jesus tells Peter the details of his imminent betrayal, so that as Peter reflects on it in the days to come, he would realize two important things. First of all, he needed to understand the depth of his betrayal. He would betray his Lord not once, not twice, but three times. And secondly, Peter needed to understand that Jesus knew better than he did about what needed to happen. Right now, Peter just doesn't believe that he would ever do what Jesus says he will do. Look at Christ's language. "Today, yes, tonight, you yourself will disown me." Jesus is setting Peter up for some self-discovery and growth. It's when the reality about ourselves meets our false illusions that we are able to grow. Don't just point the finger at poor old Peter. Surely we can all identify with all the others. All the others also insisted that they would never deny Jesus. It wasn't just Peter. Surely you too, like Peter, have had to hear the rooster crow twice. The issue is, what are you going to do about it?